857-7201.
The Goldman 7 say they're misunderstood. The senators swear up a storm, a blue streak, in going after their heads, but the execs don't sweat it. Will anything criminal come of this? Maybe will it wind up in a civil court? Probably civil, nothing criminal. I can't imagine that. It is criminal what happened to the American people, but nobody's going to pay on the Goldman side of things, at least not with any prison time. In the meantime, the cries for boycotts, large, small, of all kinds and all sorts, in every nook and cranny, like I like to say about this show, I'm telling you, out of the woodwork, they are coming. The backlash from Arizona's new immigration law continues to grow, as does the amount of lawsuits. In the meantime, the governor of that state who signed it into law last Friday is not worried that the state will sink and people will flee. I'll explain. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. If you want to throw in your two cents, jump on it. 800-259-5791. Let's start with the bad guys that were dressed in suits. I love it. They're misunderstood. Oh, they're misunderstood. Really what they're trying to say is, can we hurry this up? We got an expensive lunch at the Palm to get to. So we don't have time for this. We got to take a train. Got to take that Acela Express that cost a gazillion dollars from Washington all the way back to New York. We got to get back home. So as it goes, the stories differ. Goldman Sachs is saying it's just a little bit of a misunderstanding. A congressional panel tried to portray the investment bank as a casino. I can't tell you how many times I heard that word. That cheated the customers, ripped them off, won some huge bets, big bets, as the U.S. housing market was sinking into the abyss, collapsing, and it created a complex, high-risk investment, to say the least, a slew of them, that eventually sent the economy into a horrible recession after they pretty much blew it up. Goldman is not taking responsibility for it, at least the execs certainly aren't, insisting they didn't do anything illegal. They knew that, they say customers knew what they were doing, that they did a service. It was valuable by allowing their customers to manage business and invest in the risk, and that investment risk. So Congress is squaring off in the same building on a package of different rules for Wall Street, so-called Wall Street reform. And the housing market, by the way, is still struggling. I don't know about your neighborhoods, but all you have to do is drive around. And I've said this before, look for those foreclosure signs. Look for the for sale signs and how long they've been there. And there are, and really maybe that doesn't even tell the tale, because if you went house to house, how many are barely making the mortgage or in that grace period? There's a lot that you don't know that goes on behind those closed doors. And it's some very sad stories for a lot of people, and some people who had no clue what they were getting into, and the people who swindled them. I mean, hey, they did sign their names on the bottom line, but what were they promised? And ultimately, these crazy mortgages where they didn't even ask people what they did or didn't check on how much they made, it didn't matter because the idea was to just get them in, get them out, get them in, get them out. So, yes, Goldman Sachs is complicit, but there's nothing to nail them on. There's nothing that will stick to the wall. In a civil court, I believe in some cases the clients, they'll be able to nail them a little bit. I think they'll probably settle those bets because they've made so much money. The customers, well, some of the customers anyway, might be able to get some satisfaction, but that's it. If you look at what happened, you're talking about going through, pouring through all those internal emails and presentations and memos and security offerings, just paper and paper and paper and paper, but not the right kind of paper to nail them. It was one crappy deal, to steal the words of Senator Levin from Michigan, who clearly was furious or was putting on a show as he dropped the S-bomb 11 times when he was pushing the bank execs during that hearing that seemed to go on forever and a day. I mean, it was like a soap opera, crazy, crazy soap opera. And at one point, Levin said, "How about the fact that you sold hundreds of millions of that deal after your people knew it was a crappy deal?" He repeated that a ton. Does that bother you at all? And of course, these guys, they're trained in this. They did not flinch. They didn't flinch at all. They just went through how they tried to help their clients and answered the questions and didn't, like I said, didn't seem at all as though they felt badly about the risk and what happened and the clients. None of it. They didn't at all. Period. And hey, you know, the clients did enter at their own risk, but did Goldman help its case at all today? In fact, I saw a bunch of polls that had various questions of that kind of sort on it. And I would say for the most part on the public relations side, not really. And then there'd be a lot of people that say, well, this is just more of that whole banking thing. And it did make for some interesting tube, I'll say that. A lot of times when the Senate subcommittees are grilling people, it's kind of boring. Depends on what the subject matter is, right? When you had the baseball guys up, you're asking them about steroids, and they're flinching, and they're moving around, and making up stuff, and you're trying to decide, oh, that's my hero, I can't believe it. Is he going to say the truth, or is he just going to admit, or whatever? And it was the same thing with the Goldman Sachs guys, but they didn't flinch. I mean, they didn't bust out any kind of a move that would make you think that they felt sorry, or they were complicit, or any of that. And I would probably say that at this point, it's moot. It goes to a civil court, most likely, and from the point of view of criminal, forget about it, that nothing's going to happen there. They did not have a conciliatory tone. I don't think any of them are concerned about that. It was really, honestly, more about how much money they were making. And Goldman, along with its defenders on the street and Capitol Hill, are arguing that big investment firms allow companies to hedge the risk of a rise in an interest rate or a drop in the dollar, and that provides some predictability to those businesses and stability to the economy. So, for example, like users of commodities like grain and oil have done for a century, more than a century, in the futures market. That's the whole idea of what the futures market is. And some people walk away with a pot of gold, and others don't have that luck. The problem is the implosion of financial markets, what happened in the fall of 2008. Trillions of dollars of mortgage bets that went bad and called into question over the whole idea of the hedging there. And ultimately, that's one of the ideas behind financial reform, about these regulations we're hearing about, to force that out in the open. And to have some standardization like they do have with commodity futures, and put measures into place to limit the risk to the system that companies like a Goldman Sachs would create, which is what they did create. Coming up on the flip side, the blunder of the day. Stay with us.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Tonight. In our next segment, we're going to talk about the controversy over South Park with Andrew Klavan. He's an author and a screenwriter who just wrote a book called The Long Way Home that has been optioned into a movie. So that's what they do. He's had a couple of movies, a couple of books that were made into movies, but anyway, he's great. He has just such a clear sense of things when you talk about Hollywood or entertainment and whatnot. So The Prophet Muhammad and South Park and the controversy over that round the bend, and also Blunder of the Day. But before we get to all of that, sad story about Bret Michaels, who they're saying now is suffering another setback. I don't know if you heard the story or not. Some of you listening to us probably know Bret Michaels' music, and they're saying what might be a slow and pretty painful recovery for him. He's had a brain hemorrhage, and he got some bad news in the ICU. He was diagnosed with a side effect that leads to seizures as well. Michaels is 47. He's conscious and in critical but stable condition at a hospital they didn't want to identify because they were afraid they'd be overrun with fans, which is nice that people care. And it was a strange deal. He was saying that he was having these headaches, and apparently, they're trying to figure out what the cause of this rupture was. They're speculating that the head injury could have been suffered from a prop that hit him at the Tony Awards last June. Although, who knows? for a lot of times they don't have a cause for this. I think they're just trying to reach for something here. But people have, there's just been an outpouring of people trying to, you know, write letters or emails or talk about Brett and his music and that kind of stuff, which is nice. It's nice for his family. He's got some kids and stuff. So here's what Sharon Osbourne had to say about Brett and the kind of guy he is and what you can do to help him.
He's such a gorgeous person. He really is. I don't know anyone that doesn't like Brett Michaels, no matter what. He's so charismatic and friendly, and he's just a great person. He really is a great, great person. And not saying that because he's ill, it's the truth. You know, I wouldn't say it if I didn't feel it. He's a genuinely good guy. It's amazing, but the power of prayer works. It works, you know, and it's about everybody sending positive vibes out into the universe for him. He's, you know, he's too good not to come through this and be, you know, the Brett that we know and love. He's going to come through this. I know he is.
Remember, this is a guy who, like I said, his music, especially back in the day, he was a Poison guy. He was the front guy for Poison. So lots of fans. And he was on recently Celebrity Apprentice. He was a contestant. And he said that he's got diabetes, and he said that he wasn't feeling well. He had an emergency appendectomy earlier in April, but whew, that's rough. So a massive brain hemorrhage. And that's the day before he was telling people he didn't feel very good. He felt like something was wrong, but he is surviving. His apprentice boss, Donald Trump, by the way, issued a statement that he was saddened to hear of his condition and just said he's a great competitor and champion, and I hope he's going to be fine. Scary stuff. Okay, we move from that to Letterman. Letterman and Dog and Leno. Back and forth with the whole Letterman-Leno thing, which comes because of Conan O'Brien getting booted off of The Tonight Show. And now we know he's going to be back on TV doing a talk show on TBS. That's not until the fall, but he's going to speak out about what happened on 60 Minutes. They're doing a piece on him because after he did his last show and said goodbye to NBC, he put up some interesting billboards and he was Twittering and he got some press coverage, but I'll be curious now that it's been a couple of months to find out how he's feeling. And he probably feels pretty lucky that he got picked up by TBS and he ended up with a big paycheck and he was able to help his employees. That was his main concern because so many had moved out from New York to Los Angeles with him. Anyway, here's Letterman ripping on Leno.
How did you make it through all these late night wars with everybody? This was like a bird nest.
I loved it. Oh,
right?
No, I loved it. I thought it was very exciting because
why don't y'all get over and kick it?
Yeah, it was great. It was great fun. And then Jay, I love Jay summing the whole thing up. Yeah, well, we both got screwed. And I said, no, wait a minute, Jay. You both got screwed, yet you're the only one that ended up with a show. How did you get screwed exactly?
Oh, no, he got a bum rap in this deal. I think he got a bum rap.
No, he got everything he deserved.
And I like Conan.
Believe me, got everything he deserved.
I like Conan as well. But, I mean, come on, are we really going to go home and cry? Everybody's making $30 million
a
year.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
so you got to go to a different studio.
Yeah, but it was good fun, and I couldn't get enough of it, and I wish it was still going on. And I love Jay saying, my show got canceled, too. Yeah, but you got your old show back, you know. It was just hilarious.
God, I'm sorry I asked. I didn't know you had saw this pent-up.
No, but it was fun because I've known Jay since 1975, and he, when we first met and were hanging around, everybody loved Jay because he's so funny. He's so engaging, so compelling. You can't not love him. But then there's also this other side of him where, and I think he would own up to it, he's just a complete boob. he can't help himself.
Yeah.
He can't help himself, and it's just a lot of fun now that we were able to see, oh, here's the Jay we all remember.
Yeah, no, there's room for everybody. We'll all get a show, don't worry. Now we both got screwed. Now we both got canceled. I like working on cars. Conan likes working on his hair, you know.
It's pretty funny, he said, and where he said there about Leno, whose ratings actually are pretty good because he had his audience, so of course the audience went back to him, and I think Letterman's right. It was interesting when they had that little war going on, reminiscent of who was going to take over The Tonight Show in the first place, and Remember that, The Late Shift? They did the television movie on it and the book and stuff, and that was interesting. All right, we move to the blunder of the day. When you're going to rob a store, what kind of disguise? I'm going to rip off a convenience store. What should I do as far as disguising my appearance? I mean, after all, I'm sure they have a surveillance camera, and they'll have video on this. So a guy in Nebraska decides he is going to wrap his head in toilet paper. And he's caught on tape, and you can see it, actually. It's posted all over the place in this video. He just pretty calmly pulls off the knife point robbery at a convenience store this past Saturday. And he walks up to the store in Lincoln. The clerk was smoking outside. So they go back inside. He flashes the knife. He demands money from the safe. The clerk complies. He doesn't want to get stabbed. So he empties the safe and a cash register into a bag that the robber had. Police describe the guy as a white male, 25 to 33 years old, with blue eyes and a skinny face. At one point, when a woman approached the store, the concealed robber locked the front door, shook his head no. The woman left, called 911. After the officers responded to the scene, a police dog followed the suspect scent for a couple of blocks, locating some toilet paper on the ground along the way before the track went cold, alas. So the suspect's toilet paper cover-up so far worked. That, as far as disguises are concerned, I think it's kind of lame. He was covered up. You know, I think of the movies where they've got a stocking pulled all the way over, or a knit cap, you know, pulling down the knit cap. Or, like, remember the one where they were using the president's faces? Did you ever see that movie where they went with the mask of the presidents? I don't know. I've never robbed a convenience store, so it's new territory to me. I did cover cops and crime once when I was a television anchor woman. And they would tell me crazy things that people would do for money to rip off stores like the 7-Elevens or the Piggly Wigglies or whatever. Isn't that kind of nutty, Matt, though, the toilet paper idea?
Yeah, he didn't go to crime school, apparently.
No, I mean, because that could easily fall off. And if you breathe heavy, I mean, even if you wrap yourself up a little bit tight, I think that's a flimsy disguise.
Yeah, he didn't watch The Italian Job enough times.
I love The Italian Job.
You gotta be in and out, and you gotta have the disguise on so you can't get seen by anyone.
Yeah, the problem is with
this isn't back in the day with John Dillinger where everyone knows who you are and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you watch that movie, he just strolls along, doesn't matter, walking down the street. Hey, how are you, John? Yeah, but so far they haven't caught the guy. They haven't caught the toilet paper robber, the bandit. They haven't done it at this point. South Park controversy, we're talking about it next on ATN.
Okay, you're trying to sell a deal, and it's your top priority.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for installation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Ever see an episode of South Park, a cartoon where nothing is out of bounds? Tom Cruise and Scientology, Buddhism, Christians, Jews, and the Prophet Muhammad, both before 9/11 and after 9/11, by the way. Last week, a warning was posted on the website revolutionmuslim.com after the creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, celebrated their 200th episode. It's wildly popular with a show of a compilation of celebrities that starred in previous episodes. It makes sense. And they showed Muhammad twice, once from inside a bear costume and the other was within a U-Haul. Here's what that sounded like. Here's what the Prophet Muhammad sounds like when it was on an episode of, featured on an episode of South Park.
Look, people, all of us get ridiculed. But who is the one person on this earth that is completely free from slander?
You want Muhammad because he can't be ridiculed?
Muhammad has a power that makes him impervious to being made fun of. What if we could harness that power?
All right, keep in mind what you just heard there. The website, by the way, warned that Parker and Stone could end up like Theo Van Gogh. He's the filmmaker who was murdered for producing a movie that slammed the role of women in Islam. So then because of all of the outcry and because of what was posted on that website, and I think it was to poke fun back, here's what the latest episode featured when in talking about the Prophet Muhammad. Here's what it sounded like.
Look, gingers, you said you wanted we got him for you.
We have no way of knowing if really in there. It could be a trick.
It's no trick, dude. My friend and I went to the Super Best Friends and brought him here.
Then have him step out of the bear costume. You have until the count of 10. One.
Don't do it, Randy.
If
seen, we could get bombed.
Idiot, if he isn't seen, we're about to definitely get bombed.
Free!
All right, stop. We'll do what you say. I'm sorry, will you please step out of the bear costume?
All right, so get it? The poke at censorship, I think. Anyway, writer and screenwriter, he just had a book, A Long Way Home. I've talked about it before on the show, Option to be Made into a Movie. Andrew Clavin joins us. He's never short on opinions when it comes to stuff like this in the entertainment world. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good. Is Muhammad out of bounds? What's the deal here?
Well, the deal is fear. You know, that's the deal. I mean, South Park, as you said, South Park holds nothing sacred. They have said things about Jesus. They've had Jesus downloading porn on the internet. They have Buddha doing crazy stuff. I mean, they do whatever they're going to do. And I've watched that show, and even I occasionally, who have now seen everything, basically have had my, you know, my jaw drop at the things that go on over that show. But when they go for Muhammad, you know, one knucklehead with a computer puts up a death threat, and they're silenced, and they're censored. And they manage to make a joke of it, but it's still very frightening, and it's wrong. And listen, the thing is, it's not like Comedy Central are being cowardly. It's just that they're not being brave. And in defense of our free speech rights, in the current climate, with Islamists on the march, we're going to have to be brave, like everybody. We're all going to have to be sort of soldiers in the First Amendment war against these Islamists because, you know, it's not a joke. Geert Wilder, a Dutch politician, is on trial and could go to prison for holding opinions and saying things that Muslims found offensive. So they are on the march to make things offensive to Muslim criminal. And our First Amendment has protected us so far, but it won't protect us if we don't stand up for it, if we don't protect it. And so I think Comedy Central made a mistake, even though I sympathize with their fear.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. And somebody suggested to me, Andrew, taking it a step further in talking about the First Amendment and Muslims and really the extremists. We're talking about the Islamic extremists, that if you don't, you sort of have to. There should be more poking fun, just like any other in the right areas, because nothing was out of bounds for them, so it wasn't odd for them to do it. That more of that should happen, and then perhaps it would be more accepted. Which I don't think it would be more accepted, but I say if somebody, you know, if that's what you do, it's satire, or it's something that you feel strongly about, or you're doing a cartoon or whatever. I don't think you should be in fear of a fatwa. I think you should be able to do what you do.
Exactly. I think that's right. And I think you're right that more people have to do it. I mean, the thing is, you know, it spreads the risk out a little bit. You know, it means that if there's so many of us speaking up, then we'll have some cover. The problem has been that our intellectual class, especially, you know, the mainstream media organs like the New York Times, have been just conspicuously absent from the front lines in this battle. When the cartoon riots happened, when Islamists started rioting because somebody had drawn cartoons of Muhammad, the New York Times said, oh, you know, we'll tell the story, but we won't reprint the cartoons. I mean, here were riots going on over these cartoons, and the so-called newspaper of record didn't even have the wherewithal to print the cartoons that the story was about. Instead, and this is what really is insane, they printed a picture of the crucifix in a vial of urine that had been a so-called piece of art and said, you know, sometimes here's a picture of an offensive religious symbol to illustrate this picture. And I think when our intellectual class deserts, people like Comedy Central have no cover fire. You know, they don't understand that the time to stand up has come and that we're all going to stand up with them. And I think, to be honest with you, what I think has happened is I think that the philosophy, the stupid, misguided philosophy of multiculturalism has undercut our commitment to our principles, the principles we know to be right, which are freedom and freedom of speech.
Yeah, it's crazy. So is this a little bit of what you just said in looking at the intellectual class and how they handled it? It's a great example of the New York Times, by the way. So political correctness, and is that it? Political correctness and fear also motivating, fueling this?
Well, yes, I think that what happens is there's this underlying philosophy. The underlying philosophy is relativism and multiculturalism, this idea that All cultures are the same. All values are the same. Nothing is good or bad, but thinking makes it so. You know, it's all relative. Everything is relative. And that way, that's supposed to protect us against bigotry, against jingoism, against super patriotism, that sort of thing. That protects us because now we know we're all equal. The problem is, it just isn't true. And it's provably untrue. I mean, that's the first thing. If you think, for instance, that it was wrong for the South to hold slaves, you must believe that liberty is better than slavery. You know, if you believe that liberty is better than slavery, well, then guess what? The culture of America is better than the culture of Iran, is better than the culture of Saudi Arabia. And in fact, though this would set the hair of the people at the New York Times on fire, it means that Christianity is a better religion than a religion that demands submission. So I think that those are, you know, values that we're going to have to wrestle with, because if we don't protect those values, what happens is black turns into white, good turns into bad. You don't just have this vast acceptance and tolerance and living together in loveliness. That's not what happens. What happens is the biggest bully wins.
Yeah, isn't it crazy that there can be this, like, Christian bashing, and there's no problem with that, but yet when it comes to the Prophet Muhammad and the Muslim faith just in general, the things that are happening, it just makes no sense. It does. It boggles your mind, doesn't it?
You know, listen, I know, and we both know that there are millions and millions and millions of decent Islamic people living completely ordinary
right.
lives, offending no one who should
yep.
be protected and left alone. We know that. But they themselves have to deal with the fact that there is Islamic warfare in every corner of the globe, that every single place where a soldier is pointing a rifle at a civilian, it's almost always as Islamist. You know, this is happening everywhere, not just America, not just mm-hmm. Europe. It's happening all over the world. And so the decent people in this religion are going to have to wrestle with that, and they can't do it if we don't sort of force them to. I mean, this is not after 9/11. They can't just say this is an internal matter. Nope, we're all involved, and we all have to speak up about it. I don't want to offend people. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plenty of people have religions that I don't get, you know, that I sit
yeah.
there and I think, like, hey, I don't understand. But if they leave you alone, if they can live in an atmosphere of freedom, I'm fine with it, you know. But if there is a conflict between that religion and freedom, freedom has to win, and it won't win if we don't stand up for it.
Absolutely. Hey, one last one, Andrew. Parker and Stone, do you think they should be worried about this sort of informal fatwa, I guess?
Probably not. I think they won this round and they'll be happy with that. But I mean, you know, Theo Van Gogh did get killed for making his statement. He was a much gruffer, much more, you know, he wasn't going to be turned back. I think probably this guy feels that he won this round. The profile I read of him on Fox News, you know, was that he was this kind of boy next door who started dabbling in Satanism and goth stuff and ultimately ended up converting to Islam. And so, you know, he's obviously kind of a disturbed individual, but hopefully not a violent one.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Always fun to have you on the show, Andrew. Thanks for stopping by.
It's a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
All right, Andrew Clavin made some great sense out of this. And listen to what he's saying, too. It's about the tolerance. I mean, we have tolerance, but it seems like when it comes to this Islamic extremists and the Prophet Muhammad, more people have to be willing to push the boundaries if it fits whatever it is they're doing and not be afraid to do that. I thought his example about the New York Times was an excellent one. Coming up around the bend for something completely different, now that we've talked about the boys from Goldman and also South Park and the controversy there. And you can weigh in on any of this, too, at 800-259-5791. We're going to do a little weekend count.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Of We Can Count. This is an awful, awful one to tell you about, but it does fit the grade when it comes to We Can Count, and they're still trying to figure out the remains of this story, so to speak. You'll understand, and pardon my pun, but lots of urns containing human ash were found at the bottom of a bed of Lake Zurich. They say about 300 or more, about 30 feet down. The urns had the logo of a cremation service thought to be used by Dignitas. What Dignitas is it's a controversial organization where about 100 Brits have ended their lives. And it's not known if the remains of any British suicide tourists are involved. But and the people from Dignitas are not commenting on it. It is against Swiss law to dispose of large numbers of urns without a commercial license. The crime carries a jail sentence of up to 3 years. And I saw, this is radio, but I saw the photographs of it, and it was just all these urns. And see, then this is what happens. Then, you know, they notify the Environmental Protection Agency, their version of it there, and police divers are called in, and then people start to panic and wonder if their loved ones were somehow dumped in there. And they say back in 2008, two employees from Dignitas were caught dumping ashes into the lake. So they're assuming that they did it again. And it's, I think it's sad. Sad that they're doing that. And this is controversial anyway, but the fact that they're throwing their urns in there. And here's the deal. Dignitas, you know, they have on HBO this You Don't Know Jack movie where Al Pacino is starring as Jack Kevorkian. It's a great subject about the right to die. So the Dignitas Clinic in Zurich, Switzerland, is where a lot of people have ended their lives because that country has pretty liberal assisted suicide laws. And they don't have those dumping laws. I mean, they have dumping laws, so they're not wanting the people that commit suicide with the help of this organization to end up in the urn just thrown in the lake. And 300 urns all, boom, all just laying there, and they found them when they were dragging for some other things. Wow. Okay, so we move from that story to this one. The immigration deal. I mentioned that we're going to have an immigration attorney on the show tomorrow. His name is Jaime Barron. And as I think I mentioned, he came to the country and went to school here through the help of a sponsor and obtained the citizenship and all that sort of stuff along the way. So he's got some definite thoughts about it. Now, this is 4 years ago when we had the massive immigration marches all over the country. And all over the country, they're gearing up for more marches, all to protest this new law in Arizona. So not just in Arizona, but in other places, like where our satellite facility is in Dallas, Texas. They're going to organize a mega march, and they hope that about 100,000 to 200,000 will participate in it and will march just like they did 4 years ago when the government was taking up the idea of perhaps amnesty. Remember that? That was 4 years ago. I remember it well. I was in Vegas, and there was a huge protest, and there were protests all over the place. And when I flew back into Texas, it was on the heels of what had happened in Las Vegas and all over the country. So now they're talking about this march in Dallas will happen this weekend, and that there are others that are planned in some other places, too, to coincide with it. And it's not even affecting the people in Texas because it's Arizona. Well, we talked about the thousands of barrels of oil that has been spewing out of the sea floor since that explosion. Remember the explosion of the platform that sunk? And now the debate will continue, I'm sure, over whether or not offshore drilling is the way we should go. I think there's no choice. I mean, we're handcuffed to this now at this point. But because of this rig leak and the oil slick, here's what they're talking about. They're talking about the fact that the oil can wash up on the shore. So what you could do as a result, because of the gallons and gallons of stuff that is being dropped in or leaking is the better way to say it, because it's actually leaking, that the way to possibly combat that and so it doesn't hit the shores is to set it on fire. And if the Coast Guard is saying if they don't secure it, it could be one of the most significant oil spills in U.S. history. That the thing to do is if you have calm water and you don't have a lot of wind and you're in a protective area, you could do that. You could set it on fire, and then that way it would stop it from washing up on the shore. Ugh, just an awful thing and awful timing. It's more about the people that were on that platform. It's amazing that 11 went missing and they have not been able to find their bodies. That's how that tale ended. But the fact that 100 others were able to get out of there is just absolutely amazing to me. So we'll see whether or not they burn the oil slick. That's the latest option that's being discussed versus the millions of barrels of oil that keep pouring out. So they find out if the leak is, in fact, secured. How about this? 69-year-old convict, he was actually the last man standing, was still serving time for the killing of Malcolm X. He was the only man to admit that to shooting Malcolm X, and he was freed on parole on Tuesday of this week. A lot of people missed that story. 45 years after he assassinated the civil rights leader, Thomas Hagen, as I said, the last guy still serving time in the 65 shooting, the killing, was freed from a prison in Manhattan. He spent 2 days a week under a work release program, and he was one of three, if you don't remember the story, who shot at Malcolm X as he started a speech in Harlem. And Hagen said the two men convicted with him weren't involved. They kept saying they were innocent and they were paroled in the 80s. No one else was ever charged with this. There was always this conspiracy that there was something else going on there. There's something, somebody else involved. And certainly, you know, the deal about Malcolm X and the movement. And, you know, over the years, Hagen repeatedly said that he regretted his role in the assassination and said that he was a young guy and he was just completely acting out of rage on impulse and loyalty to religious leaders, and that he had a lot of time to think about it, and he understands the dynamics better of what could happen in a movement and all that sort of stuff. So the parole board granted his request on his 17th try, and he was initially scheduled for release on Wednesday, but the date was moved up because his paperwork was done, so they decided to say, okay, you're fine, you know, it's time to go. And that was it. With that, he's out. And under work release, he was spending 5 days a week working in settings that included, like, a homeless shelter. And he spent nights at his Brooklyn house with his family. And, you know, I think this helped him with the parole board, is what some of the accounts are saying, is that he hoped to become a substance abuse counselor, so he wanted to make up for his misspent youth and for what he had done. That's We Can Count here on America Tonight. You know, this is kind of a dour one. Sometimes we have a little bit more lighthearted ones, but this, you know, can't help it. Next time around, we'll try to make it a little lighter. If you have any suggestions for We Can Count or anything else, please shoot them to me. I'm always looking at your stuff. AmericaTonight.net.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Today, Junior?